Blog Talk Radio.
Happy rain, everybody. Isn't something all that rain? As I'm driving here, you know, to the studio here in Jersey City. How you doing, Byron?
Well, you know, it's what the saying is, April showers bring May flowers.
Really?
And May flowers bring pilgrims.
Yeah. Wait a minute. May flowers brings pilgrims?
April showers bring May flowers. And May flowers bring pilgrims.
When I was teaching school, I never taught the kids that.
The Mayflower that landed at Pilgrim's.
Oh, is that what that meant? Listen, before we start, everyone, I'll be joined by Byron Sardis, who has the BCS
experience
here at GoPro Radio. And, you know, he's going to be filling in. And not filling in, he's going to be here. You know, we've got to save Byron's show. We have to save mine, too. But let's work with Byron first. We have to pay for these shows, and we have to, you know, raise some money, and it's not that difficult. So whatever you can send, you know, whether it's $5, $10, please send it so Byron Saunders can keep his show on the air here on GoPro Radio.
Right. Make your donations out to the BW Moving Images.
Say that again.
BW.
B as in boy.
B as in boy. W as in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Moving Images. And when you make your check or money order out, you put on there for the BCS experience.
Mm-hmm.
And you go directly to my show.
Right.
We're listener-sponsored radio, folks.
Yeah.
That means you have a stake in keeping us on the air and allowing our topics and our guests and our show to come to you
mm-hmm.
every week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nominal.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
But we do need your support.
For instance, if you get a 200 or 300 people sending in like $20, you know.
We will be on
whatever.
For the rest
yeah.
of the year.
Yeah.
It pays for the year.
Absolutely.
That's how nominal it really is.
Yeah.
So send that to BW Moving Images, Post Office Box 349, Post Office Box 349. That's New York, New York, 10185.
Okay.
And I thank you in advance.
Don't go anywhere.
I'm not going. I'm
okay.
going to stay right here.
Right, because we're going to go through that again so
yes.
people can understand. By the way, my name is Kay Thompson, and this is Kay Thompson Live. We're going to be talking to Mel Wolfhook. He is the Executive Vice President of Global Trade and Technology Center. He used to be with WIBBLS. And Mel has quite a bio. And he was stuck in the rain, and I think he's going to be probably calling in. So as soon as that happens, Shauna, can you please give me the high sign so we can get him on the air? And also, my co-host and my political roundtable producer, you know, and the vice president of what's the name of my company? Universal Multimedia Systems.
I'm glad you remember.
Yeah. My son Eric, he's a host. He's going to be co-hosting and hosting a lot of shows also. And now we got my Donald Payne Jr., you know, because he filled in for, he didn't fill in. He was elected
yes.
to the congressional spot in New Jersey. I forget which district is. But he is now, Donald Payne Jr. is taking over in his father's spot.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a young congressman, so therefore he's going through all the things that you go through as a young trainee. So, of course, we are going to be, talking to them as soon as they call in. By the way, you know, this is brought to you by Disappearing Voices. www.disappearingvoices.com. Also, you know one thing, if you really want to, buy the videos, is it still available, Shauna? Yeah, sure.
$19.99.
Yeah, wow, okay.
Very nominal.
So therefore, you know, what you have to do is, by the way, are we streaming?
We are streaming.
We are streaming.
Live.
We are live. Oh, God, how's my hair
look? Oh, you look fabulous.
Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm in love. I'm sorry. I can't help myself.
Byron, you're fantastic. We're waiting for Malcolm Wolfhook School, and we have a caller, and let's go to the first caller. You are on the air on Kay Thompson Live. And by the
Hello, Kay, this is Mal.
Hey, Mal, how are you? We were just talking all about you.
I'm well. I know. I was listening in.
I know. Listen, I saw the 732. Now, listen, Mal. Now, look, I gave everybody your executive, that you are the executive vice president of global trade and trade. Let me see. Executive vice president of the Global Trade and Technology Center. Okay? and you had a long affiliation with WLIB, BLS, and several other things. Tell us what the other things were very quickly, okay?
That I was affiliated with?
Yeah, because people know your name, but I forgot you were the what at LIB, BLS?
Well, I was an account executive at WLIB, BLS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Helped manage the New Jersey office that we opened, you and I, in Newark.
Yeah.
In downtown Newark, to give New Jersey listeners a broader voice and broader access to news and information about New Jersey, right down there on Rector Street.
That's right.
For all of those years, and of course, one of the reasons I'm happy to see you in this position and your colleague and associate is because, you know, now that we've lost LIB and BLS Radio, we have very few, almost no media venues to talk about our issues and share our solutions to our problems. So
yeah.
Both of your shows, you know, I'm applauding and agreeing are very important, and I just echo with my 15 years in broadcasting on the on a number of sides, your request, you know, that folks support themselves, really. They're supporting themselves by supporting you because they're providing a voice for themselves. So we have to invest in ourselves and our communities, and we can't wonder why somebody else is not telling our story. We need to support those venues that we are primary to and that we have access to. So I echo your appeal. Everybody listening hopefully will send in whatever they can. And if they have a story to tell or some good news to share about our communities or a solution that might help some other community,
exactly.
We've said in the past, Kay, they just need to call you and say, you know, can I get on for 2 minutes or 3 minutes and talk about the great things that are happening in such and such community across the country? Because you reach the country. You actually reach the world.
That's what people don't realize. When I say we're on the air and we are heard locally, nationally, internationally, I'm talking about globally.
It's a global
so
market.
Yeah, internationally means global.
Yeah.
You know, and when people
I remember when I was on a few months ago, people called in from California and Arizona and Chicago, and I was surprised but pleased to know that the show has that reach and is that influential.
Yeah, when that finally settled in with me, you know, and that's because of Ty, and I've known Ty Washington, who is the CEO of BW Moving Images here, and with his crew, Shauna Glover and Ayanna Jones and Tati, the five or six Ties.
I know.
Ties should all have it.
Ties everywhere.
Tati, Ty. I said Ty one, Ty two, Ty three.
And everybody looked at
that covers
you, right?
Everybody. But anyway, when he did this, I mean, and I didn't really know what internet radio meant. I didn't know the reach was so far, you know, so wide. And we really thank people for listening. But this is where you can share your get information that you need. So we are heard locally, nationally, and globally, by the way. So important. So and Mal, what we're doing is trying to raise some money for Byron's show, you know, just before mine, because of the fact that, you know, we have a danger of several shows going off the air. So we want to make sure that people, even if they send $5, $10, $20, it'll be absolutely fine. Where should they send it real fast?
You want to send it to BW Moving Images, Post Office Box 349, New York, New York, 10185. And in particular, for support of my show, the BCS Experience, that's what you put on your check or money order donation for the BCS Experience. And we'll make it go to that particular show.
Okay, and that's
show.
Really very important. Now, you're listening to Kay Thompson Live, but this is for Byron Saunders, okay? He is a historical, you're a historian.
Historian.
Yeah, and you have a historical base. Mal, tell us, I'm sorry. Mal, tell us what the Global Trade and Technology Center is and what do you do?
Well, essentially, we're a result of congressional legislation about a decade ago, about 10 years ago, approved by Congress, signed off by all the secretaries of commerce in the last 10 years since the Clinton administration, and approved by all the administrations through a presidential endorsement to work with small and medium-sized businesses across the country to help them grow. By identifying resources within the U.S. Department of Commerce and other governmental agencies where there is support that many small business people aren't aware of. They don't know that they're, you know, they do know they're paying taxes. What they don't know is that those taxes entitle them to support from the Commerce Department and the State Department and Overseas Private Investment Corporation and the Small Business Administration and Ex-Im Bank and a number of other federal agencies whose purpose is to support small and medium-sized businesses, to find them funding, either debt or equity,
to identify
markets, both locally and across the country and across the world,
yeah,
where their product may be sold, to help them identify partners and joint venture partners in other parts of the country or the world,
wow,
who are looking to be in such and such a business, have some money, know the terrain on the other side of the country. For instance, a New Jersey company might want to sell things in California.
Yeah.
But says, gosh, I know there are a lot of people out there and it'd be a great market for my product, but where do I start to find somebody I can trust? Well,
we help those companies identify
companies, again, across the country and around the world who are vetted by our U.S. Department of Commerce and State to be good partners with whom they can work.
Yeah, wow. Well,
and the president's been saying it since he's been in office these past couple terms. The international business and intranational business is going to be critical to the survival of small businesses. And it's just a new day, and we were constructed to facilitate that. And we can work with anybody in any state in the union, and we can help them find money and resources and partners and sources for their product or distribution for sales anywhere in the country or the world.
Or the world. So that's important. Everyone, and in order for you to get in touch with Mal Wolfolk, who is the Vice President of Global Trade and Technology Center, if you have a business, if you want to be involved with international trade, if you want to be involved with, you know, setting up your business elsewhere, if you want to do business with Africa, with China, et cetera, et cetera, Mal and his company, they do all this. As a matter of fact, the Caribbean experience, what's that like?
The Caribbean and everything, but you know, if we just go back to when Congressman Rangel created the Caribbean Basin Initiative to support American businesses doing business in the Caribbean by providing preferential tax abatements and tax deductions as long as American companies stayed invested there, that's still going on. So there are lots of opportunities to do things in the Caribbean as it grows, Central South America, Mexico. As you mentioned, every place in the world, and in emerging markets in particular, in Brazil and India and the Far East, where markets are climbing and new middle classes are emerging, and they are looking for all the things that you know, middle class people look for. So they're huge markets, and believe me, you know, we and a number of other people understand that there are people who have been in business for maybe 10, 15, 20 years, and because the U.S. economy was doing so well, they never had a need to look anyplace else. And, you know, we hear every day people lamenting, gosh, I wish it was, 15 years ago or 20 years ago when things were great. And we're just here to help people find the places that still are like that and who are looking for people with experience to work with because they're located in emerging markets.
So we want people to know that you can be involved with international trade, with international business. I know a lot of times that, you know, we're willing to do this, but, you know, sometimes we just don't know how. But you can find out information from Mal Wolfolk, who used to be with WLIB, BLS, one of the top sales and programming persons there. That's how we met years and years ago. And we did do the show from the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Remember that when we had the Newark office?
Absolutely. And from a number of locations around New Jersey. Okay, you remember we'd go to Jersey City, we'd go to Newark, we'd go to, you know, all the towns. We'd go to some of the major conventions in the state that were statewide conventions to bring news and information to people. So, you know, this participation that I'm in is just an outgrowth of that. We were doing things then in the New York, New Jersey area and really sharing the same kinds of information from another side as agents for these agencies because they would advertise for us or we would do public service announcements.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm, you know, doing the same thing but on a national and international level for local people, creating...
There are a lot of businesses in the black community, and that they they just don't know how to go out of the country, all right, or even out of their states, because they're not familiar with it. So here we have a contact right here. Mel's going to be on with us on a regular basis, by the way. And so you need to call and you need to get in touch with Mel. How can people get in touch with you about some information?
Well, they can call our main office number, which is 212-831-0900.
0900, okay, 212-831-0900, yeah.
Correct, or they can call
732-685-4380. 4380, okay. So that's in order to get in touch with Mel Wolfolk, if you're interested in doing international trade or even trade and business, you know, across the country. Now, we've been, we haven't, you know, it's so great that Ty has set this up. Ty Washington, Disappearing Voices. That is still available, by the way. That DVD is still available. You can go to Disappearing Voices, www.disappearingvoices.com. Excuse me. That's www.disappearingvoices.com, okay? So, therefore, you will have that access to get those Disappearing Voices about Black Radio and on Black Radio. You will also be able to get information about Mal Wolfolk. He's going to be with us for a little while. We do have to go for a break right now. We're waiting for Eric Payne to call in from Washington, D.C., and Congressman Donald, young Congressman Donald Payne Jr. to call in, brand new congressman in his father's place. So we have a lot of information to give you. We're going to talk about Newark. We're going to talk about Shaq. You know,
the Shaq attack.
He's really doing things in Newark. We're going to be talking about Newark. Newark is coming along, everyone. We want to do business in Newark. Call us. Okay? That's the whole deal. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. I'm Kay Thompson.
You're listening to content developed by the GoPro Radio Network, the fastest growing network in the galaxy. GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head.
Hey, GoProto, if you're in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, aka Tri-State area, you're in the perfect spot to join a fast-growing community of energetic, political, creative, and eco-conscious activists focused on real climate change and environmental awareness. Now it's time to bring the fight to the airwaves. So we're calling all musicians, students, professionals, and earth lovers to get down with Eco-Socialist Horizons on the GoPro Radio Network and help tackle the greatest challenge humanity has ever faced. If you're interested in getting involved, and there are many ways that you can, both on and off the air, email us at ecohorizon@goproradio.com. That's Eco Socialist Horizons with Joel Cavell and Quincy Saul, only on the GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. www.goproradio.com.
And we are back, Kay Thompson here on Kay Thompson Live, and I'm just talking to Byron about a few things. And yeah, I know you had a question for Mal.
Yes, Mal, your program and services that you provide go way beyond what used to be the set aside affirmative action programs. This is something extra, something additional that, as I understand the construct of your business, and I'm not sure if some people realize that. Because we've been locked into, the set aside process for so long, but this allows us to engage in international markets as well as national markets. Correct?
Absolutely. And the benefit, you know, by design, is that unfortunately many people participated in the set aside program for X amount of years, and then when that term expired,
right,
they often were not given as much assistance as they needed to identify other commercial markets. So once the guaranteed markets were taken away, you know, there wasn't anybody to help them. Well, now with this 7 or 8 or 12 years experience, this is where you go next. In our case, we build in the initial relationship with the company your present market, your future market. And in an ongoing fashion, every semi-annually, we work with companies to identify new markets that we constantly source through the U.S. Commerce Department as new data comes in about local markets across the U.S., and as the Commerce and State Department, through our consular services, embassies and consulates around the world, gather data, new markets overseas.
Excellent.
So there are billboards, actually, with people from countries around the world where they request, you know, working with a U.S. company to do everything literally from A to Z. And we help access that posting from various countries. So it's a combination of if somebody's interested in doing something in a particular place, we can do that. We can also, if they say we'd like to do something, but we're looking for people with whom we can work, we can access those through our, again, embassies and consulates in various countries, the information for people who are anxious to work with U.S. companies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the service is available to any business in this country, not just a regional access, but to any business to for you to provide information and sort of a conduit to help introduce them to the global community,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, we're right. Our charter makes us, intra and international. So we can work with companies from any state around the country. Now, we are a not-for-profit membership organization. There's a nominal fee to participate. It's a one-time fee for the year, and it's a fee that the Commerce Department, because we have a joint venture, a formal joint venture relationship with the U.S. Department of Commerce, and it's a fee that really just provides for the company being registered with the U.S. Department of Commerce and vetted, so that once they're a member of our organization and they are desirous or directed or referred to a company across the country or across the world, if that other individual will then be able to call the U.S. Department of Commerce and say, hey, I was talking with Kay Thompson, and she said that, you know, she's registered with your Department of Commerce as a person that I can, you know, build a media company with mm-hmm. in you name the place. And the Commerce Department will punch it in the computer, and up will come Kay Thompson's name. And, you know, we just try to tell people, gosh, what is it worth to have the U.S. Department of Commerce endorse your company, you know, and the individuals in it? Almost priceless. It's not that expensive, but it's relatively priceless.
Now, listen, you were supposed to be in here, but because of all this rain and whatnot, you are going to be coming in next week and calling in next week and all that sort of stuff, right? Because we have
absolutely.
Right. For people to get in touch with you, they can call you at 212-831-0900, everyone. That's 212-831-0900. And his other number is 732-685-4380. That's 732-685-4380. And we're going to be welcoming Wayne Gilman, the former news director from WIBBLS, in here. And Wayne came in the rain.
My goodness.
I mean, you know, when Wayne comes in the rain, he wanted to get in here. So come on in here, Wayne Gilman.
Greetings.
And Mal, you know, we will talk to you again toward later. If you don't
okay,
know,
surely.
Yelling. He's over here yelling here, you know, in,
I
in the studio. That's
yeah.
right. Is there something? Did you get wet?
Did I get wet? That's
get
the
get
difference
the
between New York and New Jersey.
What?
You guys get monsoons out here.
Well, we're healthier than New York.
Well, that's true. That is true, you know. And that's why I crave to come out here,
uh-huh.
you know. But
are you looking to escape New York?
Yeah, there's a part of me I have okay. to. I mean, I'm ashamed to say it, but I've had my fill, you know,
oh.
between Hurricane
Don't
and
ask
Sandy.
Him what he does.
You know.
No, we know that already. And it's countdown to kick out.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I have Trust to say me. This. I have to say this. I'm still waiting for, you know, we have that choppy Donald Payne Jr.
Oh.
Is in Washington right now. And so is Eric Payne.
Oh, they're both on the air with
yeah.
us?
And while I'm trying to wait for them, they
oh.
may be held up because of the whole Washington thing, you know.
The vote on the gun.
Yeah,
the
yeah, and
air.
All that. So we wanted to, you know, find out exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that they will call in, and if not, we will get that report, you know, next week. But we're dealing with international trade, especially with Mal. You
okay.
know, and he belongs to he knows all about the Federal Trade Commission. Is that right, Mal?
Yeah, absolutely. We have resources at all agencies. And hi, Wayne.
Honorable Mal Wolfer.
The Honorable Mal Wolfer.
Let me get on my knees and genuflect to the West.
Oh, my God.
Good afternoon or good evening, sir.
And to you, sir, as well.
It's been so long.
Yep. Well, I've been just trying, working my way, you know, back to your universe.
Oh, yeah. Don't even try it.
We are all doing business together,
yeah,
by the
yeah.
way. So to make this work.
Right.
Here with Ty Washington and the whole crew here, because Ty is working miracles, I'm telling
yeah.
you. So we have to really, really support him. We have to send the donations also to BW Moving Images. And I'm talking like I don't need money.
Right.
You know, but wait,
we
make
know.
That pitch.
Independently wealthy.
Right. Yeah, right. Gus is listening. He knows better.
Yeah.
And as everyone might know, those people listening in, the show was the Kay and Gus Show.
Right.
And Gus passed away in October. He was ill for a while. And I'm quite sure that he is floating around somewhere saying, watch it, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
In spirit, which he is. And, of course, Byron's show. I can't get over Byron. When I first heard Byron talking about African-American history, I said, where has he been?
Yeah, you know.
And I grabbed him right away.
Right.
Yes, you did. In fact, my interview was on your show.
That's it.
You know, that's how this started.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, and by the
he
way,
so much information, you know, which I love. Yeah.
A walking in
I'm always tapping his brain.
I have the latest on the bipartisan deal. This was at 12:09 this afternoon
that
was sent out. Senators reach a bipartisan deal on checks of gun buyers. That's the latest. Of course, tomorrow is the official vote, I believe.
That's tomorrow.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
But it's a right now it's a bipartisan collection of senators today that announced a compromise measure to expand background checks for gun buyers, increasing the chances that a viable package of new gun safety laws will soon hit the Senate floor.
Wow.
Now, of course,
mm-hmm.
there are 14 senators, Republicans,
yeah.
who threatened the filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that interesting because I think if, as we say in our business, if you follow the money, you'll know
yeah,
exactly where their
exactly.
support's coming from, the
yeah.
NRA, the Koch brothers, the
right.
Koch brothers.
Right,
I know. It was a Freudian slip. But,
no, it wasn't really. It wasn't really.
But yeah. in truth and matter, because what's critical now is as we still have to approach the Trayvon Martin case,
yes.
which,
mm-hmm.
as you know, last week, a civil suit against the Homeowners Association was won by the Trayvon Martin family.
I didn't
which is,
know that.
Which is real, and it's amazing because
wow.
as justice is being served,
yeah.
what will happen tomorrow in that vote will certainly begin to deconstruct such laws as Stand Your Ground.
Hear, hear.
And ultimately, hopefully, I would like to see the NRA be banned from lobbying because their influence has taken over
yeah.
the politicians
yeah.
far too much.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
We'll see what's going to happen.
There is such a racial divide with
yes.
respect to that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause,
and
mean,
if people think then it's not, it's all about, you know, a certain group of people getting
yeah.
a lot of guns because they're gearing up for a possible civil war.
Well, sometimes I wonder.
And it's really racist. It is.
I have neighbors where I am. And they're of a different persuasion.
Yeah.
And they can understand why we would want to have a background check. And I'm just saying, I mean, the thing is that it just amazes me. Newton, Connecticut is no more than maybe, what, an hour away from the Bronx?
It's that.
You
mm-hmm.
know, I
yeah.
mean, if it's that close, and you see where this effort is going in
mm-hmm.
terms of trying to get the country aware. Everybody has to be on the same page. You just can't legislate in one community and not have something that would be global that everyone must abide by.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I think both Biden and Obama went out of their way to show, well, all right, we shoot guns and things like that, you know, but at the same time, it's to have some semblance of reality, some, you know, it's not just a sport anymore when kids are walking around with Glocks.
And with assault weapons, you know.
Yeah.
Military weapons.
Exactly.
That's absurd. That's ridiculous.
Or
you know.
The fact that in Toms River, that 4-year-old
yeah.
shot
yeah, exactly.
a 6-year-old with
yes.
a 22.
Yeah,
now
that's
insane.
It is insane.
And that, and you know, there more has to be looked at regarding the action videos.
Yes.
You know, they are so awful. And the little kids, you know, will sit there and they'll, you know, they'll get their little guns and it's nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to the parents to really, really monitor this and be very, very careful about those videos. I've seen them.
Well, a lot of
and
them,
they are dangerous.
That's true. A lot of them believe these superheroes are going to come into reality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that I think that's the mistake in the ocean, and we have to blame media for that because they're making a ton of money, but
yeah.
everybody, even in the schools, I mean, I've been instructed to have some of the students to write about their favorite superhero.
Yeah, who was
you know,
that?
I don't know who they. I don't follow that stuff. But I mean, the thing is, they do.
Yeah.
And they'll, you know,
they'll tell you
tell
who,
you
what,
exactly.
where, and when.
Right.
But then we have, you know, and then we, you know, because I had a group of educators in, and you know, we're talking about bullying because of the fact that Star Ledger,
right.
You know, it was a very interesting article dealing with, you know. Having to put, you know, exactly what bullying is.
Yeah.
And making sure that teachers don't drop this title of bullying on little teeny kids who are in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. And, you know, the teachers sometimes complain about, you know, oh, well, so-and-so is doing this and so-and-so is doing that. Well, if you can't teach an elementary school child, then you shouldn't be in the school system,
right,
period.
Right. It's sad.
And you can't blame the kids if you are saying, telling them to sit down at the same time when they're 7 and 8 years old, or 6, 7, and 8.
Wow.
I've taught elementary school. I've taught junior high school kids. I've taught, you know, high school. I've taught
but
college.
I wonder, was it anything like what we're going through? I know
no,
that you
because
haven't been...
of, no, because of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of the videos. And I'm always around, you know, children anyway. But because of those videos are dangerous. I'm telling you, do not let your child watch them, especially with the ones with guns and blowing
right,
away people.
Right, right.
See, they look at those, you know, and they're fun, and they don't really have work, you know, hurt people.
Yeah.
But they do.
Right.
You see, and then, you know, what happens with a teacher is they'll get, you know, if they can't, you know, deal with the elementary school kids because of the fact that they're hyped because of the videos that they watch, then they consider them a bully.
Yeah.
That's wrong because these kids will get a tag like that when they're little.
Yeah, that's
well,
true.
And then
so,
when they
yeah.
get older, the bullying concept
yeah.
actually is goes into this whole gun conversation because if you allow the individual who has the biggest and the loudest gun,
uh-huh.
you are allowing him to bully the conversation and the outcome of any logical or common
That's
sense
right. That's
gun
right.
control because his weapon is feared.
See, it's,
right, right.
it's all connected.
Mm.
Oh,
all
it is.
Connected. And you
it
have
is.
To. And Dr. Ben always said, watch where the money goes.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
See where
right.
the money goes.
Yeah.
See where it is, you know. But, of course, when we do shows like this, I'm Kay Thompson, by the way, and this is Kay Thompson Live. When we do shows like this, we try to bring you the truth, thanks to Ty Washington and BW Moving Images here on the Internet, because we're talking about the truth all over. Okay, when Congressman Donald Payne was on, he was our congressional contact.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what was happening in Zimbabwe, Somalia, you know, Ethiopia, et cetera, et cetera. So we're dealing with, you know, global issues.
That's
here
right.
on, you know, the Internet. And I'm so glad that Ty is here. Now, today is brought to you by the Disappearing Voices, www.disappearingvoices.com. If you want to get that DVD, I'm in it. And
right.
I look cute.
You do?
No, I'm kidding.
You still look the same.
Well, thank you.
You know.
Can I
flirt with you?
No.
Wait a minute. I was
my
at the head of that line.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were
you came in
things.
Late today.
Yeah, I know. I'm late every day, you know.
By the way.
Yeah, my ex-wife used to say the same thing, too, you know. Ask me
talking
if I
about
care.
No. Also, this show is broadcast live on Ustream, by the way, .tv, right slash channel. Is that channel one?
Channel forward slash,
and then GoPro Radio Network. You know one thing I have to get Shauna and Ty and Ayana, because people say, well, I can't get your show, you know, and I have to really tell them about how can you get the show. You go to GoPro
Radio
Network,
yes,
and then you scroll down to
yeah.
the listing of all the shows,
and
there's www.goPro Radio.
Right,
but they still
right
say,
hey, you know, there's another.
GoPro Radio.com.
Say it again, Shauna.
www.GoPro Radio.com.
www.GoPro Radio.com.
Yes.
That's where you go.
Very easy.
So, you know, if you're listening in, you know, I'm also going to tell people about who we're going to be having on, you know, coming on a little later on. And next week, Dynamite People. Janice Holder from the EJE Retail, first black duty-free shop,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the country.
Oh, right, right.
All right.
Right.
Good.
Gus had a lot to do with that. And when he stepped in front of the planes at the airport, you know, that happened. And he's going to be coming on. Also, you know, I want to talk to you about Newark. Newark is a place, you see, Shaq is doing big business in Newark,
yeah,
you know.
Right, right.
So, and they have a whole listing of the jazz and everything else. But we do have to take a break. I'm Kay Thompson with Wayne Gilman and Byron Saunders, and hoping that Eric Payne and Donald Payne Jr. will be calling in from Washington. If not, we will get to them next week. They're probably, you know, in Congress. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
You want to know the truth, folks? Do you really want to know the truth? Well, perhaps you can't handle the truth. But if you can, you can listen to GoPro Radio. Tune in at www.goproradio.com. Now, have I made myself clear?
GoPro Radio Network. Listen to the voices in your head. I know I do.
Pulled into Congress. Okay. All right, we are back. And Mal Goldman, why am I saying that? I'm thinking of Larry Goldman, Mal. Mal Wolfe is still on the phone. Executive. Now, see, that's I got a message from that. That means that I'm either going to hear from Larry next week or tomorrow, or I should.
Okay.
And I will act on that.
Well, the
so
message
just
I got out of that is Mal has money.
Yeah, Mal has always had money.
That's true.
He owns 5 clubs in New York. Come on. You know, Leviticus? You remember
Mal is such an inspiration.
Yeah, he's tremendous.
I just hope I get to his point of wealth before I pass. Something like that.
You have something to add to that, Mal?
Not a thing, but thank you for your kind words.
Anyway, you know, I want to just say, yes, Janice Holder, you know, from EJE Retail. Going to Goldman Grant, you know, is going to be coming on. So many people that have been lined up, you know, just for us to talk to for a number of different reasons. By the way, you know about Rutgers University, these are the things we wanted to talk about.
Right.
The guy should have been fired. As a matter of fact, I know people who would have kicked him in his you-know-what for, you know, throwing a ball. I'm talking about the coach. Why was he allowed?
You know,
or the athletic director.
Like
he had a lot to do.
Yes.
You know, if he had – remember, he's a new president, though, with Rutgers University. And so he had a lot to do with catching up to things. Why can't he delegate, and it should be delegated to the sports department, and they take care of that? Where were they?
Well, okay. I mean, that's the reason why they were disciplined, and if memory serves, I think the athletic director, I forgot his name.
Price?
Price is the coach. Pinetti,
right. Mm-hmm.
I think he was among those who had criticized early on the administration's defense of this coach, because I think he called for his resignation the minute he saw the video.
Wow.
According to what was going on. And I think the thing that I find so amazing is this sub-coach, the black fellow that is now, I can't think of his name, forgive me.
I think it might be Price. I'm not sure about
Price,
that. No,
Price is the guy that was guilty of the
he was the coach.
Egregious. Oh, okay, I got that mixed up. I'm sorry.
Right, but I don't know. When I see him, he reminds me of the actor, what's his name, Howard. He looks, his facial countenance reminds me of it's amazing when you go past.
You're talking about the coach himself.
No, not the coach, but the gentleman who pressed charges against the school who was suing Rutgers for close to $1 million.
Yeah.
And he's a person of color.
Yeah,
and he was there.
The
he quit because he blew the whistle early on.
Yeah.
Now the feds are involved because the administration feels that this is nothing more but a shakedown.
They're trying to dump on him.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller? Let's go to that call. Yes, you're on the air. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Eric Payne calling in.
Okay, Eric is on. Now,
and I'm calling you guys from Washington, D.C. I'm down here with Congressman Donald Payne Jr. And we are, I haven't been listening to the show. We just had a very busy day. Everybody probably knows this is a historic day that the semi-deal reached as far as gun control is. There's a minimal deal or a possible deal going on, but we've been walking around and talking to people about gun control and why it's necessary. Congressman Payne Jr. is for some sort of a background check at least, and as everybody knows, That's what they're trying to push for, and obviously certain Republican members are talking about a filibuster and things like that, not even bringing a vote to the floor of the Senate. So I just wanted to check in with you guys there and let you know that, you know, I'm currently at a Congressional Black Caucus function where their objective is to make sure that gun control is at the top of the list, as well as trying to take back the majority of the House and have a majority in the House of Representatives in 2014, because it's very important. As they just literally just said, it's very important for African Americans what happens in this next election. And I'm quoting Mr. Leader Jim Clyburn, congressman from South Carolina, saying that he feels that this next election is really going to be very important for the future of black people. And so they're working very hard to make sure not only that this gun control legislation is pushed through or some in some way, shape, or form, but also that the Democrats are able to take back control of the House in 2014.
What does that look like, Eric?
I'm sorry?
What does it look like? Do you think that, do you think that the Democrats are going to be able to control of it?
That they'll be trying to take control of 2014.
Yes.
And there's a possibility to have a couple of new members that have recently come into the Congressional Black Caucus, so there is a possibility, a strong possibility, that maybe they can make some progress in that direction. Certainly, if the Republicans keep opposing 90% of the American public, and the Democrats can make sure people see that the Republicans, some of them, a lot of them, really don't want to push America forward in the right direction. You know, 90% of Americans believe that there should be background checks, some sort of control.
Yeah.
And there's very few. Even the Republicans like John McCain think it's silly to try to filibuster, at least bringing this to a vote. I have Congressman Don Payne Jr. is walking over to me. I can put him on the phone real quick.
Okay.
We can talk a little bit further about it. Here he is.
Congressman.
Good evening.
How is this going on?
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
What's going on there now?
Eric,
is there
more volume?
No.
Okay, you're on the air.
Oh.
Is he there? I love
Hello?
It. Yes,
we'll call you back from the congressman's phone because it's hard for us to hear you and reception is difficult in Washington. So we're going to call you right back.
All right. We're at 8:42, so make sure that it's soon. You know, so we can
We're doing it right now.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And then we're waiting for that call. So you see how we're being able to hook up with you know, different people all over the country. That's the new look here, you know, with Kate Thompson Live, with you, Byron.
Yes.
And with Ty, then Ty is... Listen, he's working miracles.
Global. I think the question I think the question asked the congressman is are there enough votes in the Senate now to circumvent this 14 Republican senators' effort to filibuster? Because if we do, then they can do the up and down vote easily.
I think it's an embarrassment that they would even go this far.
Yes.
I mean, it just says a lot about the integrity of these individuals.
Integrity?
Let alone, the quality of, you know, there is a lack of integrity, but it's just the fact of the matter. It says a lot about the sections of the country that they represent.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, like their areas are immune to an Aurora, Colorado, or Newton, Connecticut, and things like that.
Well,
so,
you're talking about the players in this one is Paul from Kentucky, Cruz from Texas, who most in his own party are saying
he's
somewhat of a nut.
I think we have Congressman Payne on the line. Congressman, are you there?
Yes, Kay. How are you this evening?
Okay, we're fine. I'm with Byron Saunders and Wayne Gilman and Mal Wolfolk, and all the listeners here on GoPro Radio Network, and you're on Kate Thompson Live. So what's going on down there in Washington right now?
We're just finishing up with the Congressional Black Caucus PAC. Had a dinner this evening and meeting with the different interest groups down here and discussing the issues that are facing our community and trying to garner their support in moving forward.
Uh-huh. So what does it look like?
Well, I mean, we just had a very successful event, and you know, things are moving forward. Discussed the potential of the Democrats in the next Congress gaining the leadership back. We were honored to have Congressman Steny Hoyer from Maryland, who is the minority whip right now, and if we win the Congress, we'll become the majority leader.
Wow.
And he showed his respect to the Congressional Black Caucus by stopping by and speaking with us. And it was just a very, very good atmosphere. And the 40 members strong of the Congressional Black Caucus expressing to the leadership in the House of the things that we need to see happen in our community and for our constituents.
Okay.
Congressman Byron Saunders here. With respect to the package deal that they, I've read about in the Senate on gun legislation, do we have enough votes now to circumvent the filibuster that the 14 Republican senators have threatened to engage in?
Well, it appears, based on information that I've received earlier today, that there is a move afoot to garner the votes that we need to defeat the filibuster. But with 14 members, you know, out there, it's very difficult to really read what will happen. People are continuing to work towards the goal of making sure that the Senate could have a vote. But it's really still up in the air. You know, we don't get much communication from the Republican side. So we're really in a wait and see mode and are getting bits and pieces from the leadership on the Democratic side in the Senate. But what I've learned here in the few months that I've been down here, you don't know until it comes down to that point. So to try to speculate, it would be unfruitful at this point, because I really am not sure.
If indeed it gets to get past the tomorrow's vote, that it comes out of the committee and comes back to the House, the chances of garnering the support there on your side of the hallway there, how do we look at this regard to that?
Well, as you know, the president has done an incredible job in getting the message out to the people across this nation, and has really become a great communicator and has found a venue to bypass the partisan bickering that we see in the House and Senate to go directly to the people. And as you know, 90% of Americans now, and we're up to 90%, you know, agree that universal background checks is something that we need.
Yeah.
And so I believe that we're moving in the right direction in terms of getting universal background checks. But it's unfortunate that, you know, after only 100 days of the tragedy in Connecticut, that there was so much movement and fervor to do something dramatic, ban assault weapons, ban multiple magazine clips, the high-capacity magazine clips. All of that has gone away to where it's almost a situation where we're holding on just to get universal background checks. And it's very unfortunate, the you know, the collective sorrow that we felt with those babies being massacred is dissipating.
One last question for Wayne Gilden.
Right. Good evening, Congressman. It's an honor and a pleasure to speak to you. I was just curious. I know that the White House has been playing this very close to the vest. It's to my understanding that President Obama is supposed to be meeting with a group of Republican leaders for dinner to have this very discussion about pushing the vote through. What is your take on that?
Well, I think, you know, he has to take that message directly to them. I hadn't heard that he was having dinner with those members. So your information is better than mine, and I'm I'm right down here. So,
okay.
But, you know, it has to be done. And, you know, for all the rancor in the House about how the president does not reach out to the other side is nonsense. He has done it on numerous occasions, and this is just another example of him reaching out to them to say that we need to get something done. We deserve a vote. Vote if you're not for the measure, fine. Then vote against it. But people deserve a vote. That's what we are here to do. That is our job. And the leadership or lack of in the House, namely the Speaker, continues to just not respond to the issues that face us. So it's very frustrating to come down here, and I feel it's a waste of the taxpayers' money to send me down here on a Monday night, and we vote on naming two post offices. We need to name our post offices, but we have so many other pressing issues that we're facing that it is really just a waste of time and the taxpayers' money.
All right, Congressman, last question. Let me ask this. What is the – God, I forgot the question. This is what I wanted to say to you. The congressman had his fundraising event on Sunday. It was Sunday, right?
Yes.
Saturday. Yeah, it was very – of course. He has been very, very successful. So congratulations, you know, on a full house. You want to comment on that for about one half of a minute?
Sure. I was really just overwhelmed at the response from my constituents and supporters to have the place filled. And, you know, you never know what to expect. But it shows that, you know, with my father's legacy that I'm following and the work that I've done to this point, that people have the confidence in me to support me. And, you know, that's really all you can ask for. I continue to try to do the things I need to do for the 10th Congressional District of the state of New Jersey and the people in my community. And, you know, just on one last point, since we're talking about the gun control, I have a piece of legislation that hopefully, I doubt it, but with the leadership might not see the light of day. But I've introduced a bill that would have a federal gun buyback program that municipalities would be able to apply for that targets the 15 most used guns in street crimes in urban areas. And I feel it's very important because, you know, as we know, the horrific situation in Connecticut happened. I went to the floor that night to give my condolences and express my horror that babies would be massacred like that.
Yeah.
But I had to make the point that people in my community live with this every single day. So mm-hmm. If this is going to be comprehensive, we have to talk about the gun violence that plagues our communities as well. So I'm not letting that go without being mentioned or trying to do something about that as well.
Okay. Congressman Donald Payne Jr., thank you very much. We will have you on again and again. We want you to keep us up to date about what's going on in not only the 10th Congressional District, but what's going on down there in Congress. We want to have that direct contact with you. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And see you again, okay? Thank you. And
thank you.
Okay. And Eric, of course, is my son, and he is going to be, you know, he's been co-hosting with me, and he will eventually take over hosting. Who knows, maybe we'll get another hour, you know, something.
Great.
So we're going to be expanding this because we do have the contacts in so many different countries now. And I'm really very tickled about that. See me grinning? You know. But really, I'm so glad that you got here, Wayne.
So am I.
And all this rain.
You know, I tell you. It's
amazing. With Byron, wait a minute, Byron, we have to keep this show on.
Yeah.
Fast.
Well, so, you know,
let him give the information again. Real fast.
Here's the details. Send your donation to BW Moving Images.
Yes.
In your note on your check or money order, you say this donation is to support the BCS experience.
Mm-hmm.
We will get it. You send it to Post Office Box 349, New York, New York, 10185.
Terrific.
And I personally thank you. I will send you a personally autographed thank you for your support and an appreciation.
Okay.
So it's listener sponsored radio, folks.
Okay.
This is how we do it.
And he does that with such great ease.
I know.
Effortless.
It's a walking history book.
And the thing is, he's had so much experience with that. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is a new game for us.
Yeah.
But this is the future.
I want to thank Mal Wolfuck also. Mal is going to be, on with me for, lots also because we're doing some business, together. Want to say congratulations to Victor Nichols, an old friend of ours, for doing this magazine on Newark with Shaq O'Neal
all
on
right.
the cover. You know, Shaq is doing a whole lot of business in Newark. He has, loads of things. Anyway, we have to go. This program is brought to you by Disappearing Voices on the Radio. We will see you again next time. Kay Thompson here.